month. VOA World Hits.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak. This program is designed for English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English. Today on the program, Andrew Smith reports on a laser able to redirect lightning strikes. Jill Robbins has a story on the Lunar New Year. Faith Perlow answers a question from a listener on the difference between the words release and relief. Finally, we listen to the second part of A Princess of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs. But first,
scientists said this week that they used a high-powered laser to change the direction of lightning strikes for the first time. The laser was aimed at the sky atop Mount Santis in northeastern Switzerland. Lightning is a powerful electrical discharge between a cloud and the ground, within a cloud, or between clouds. It kills thousands of people and causes billions of dollars of damage to communication systems, power lines, and equipment each year. American inventor Benjamin Franklin first invented the lightning rod in the 1750s. That technology is still used today, but can protect only a small area. Scientists say the new device, called Laser Lightning Rod, LLR, could increase protection by extending the height of rods hundreds of meters. With further development, LLR could improve protection for important places, such as power stations and airports. Workers brought the equipment to the top of Mount Santis at 2,500 meters by helicopter and gondola. The laser is the size of a large car and weighs more than 2,700 kilograms. It was aimed at the sky above a 124-meter Swisscom telecommunications tower, one of Europe's structures most affected by lightning. The laser works by creating a beam of electrically charged particles called ions. The ions attract lightning, just as a metal lightning rod does. In experiments during the summer of 2021, the LLR sent strong laser pulses 1,000 times per second. The laser redirected all four lightning strikes that happened during the laser's operation. We demonstrate for the first time that a laser can be used to guide natural lightning, said physicist Aurelien Huard of École Polytechnique's Laboratory of Applied Optics in France. He is the coordinator of the Laser Lightning Rod Project and lead writer of the research published in the journal Nature Photonics. Huard said that 10 to 15 years more work would be needed before the laser lightning rod can enter common use. One worry is avoiding airplanes in flight. In fact, air traffic in the area was stopped when the researchers used the laser. I'm Andrew Smith.
Many people in Asia and around the world will celebrate the Lunar New Year starting on January 22nd. The New Year is called the Year of the Rabbit in China and the Year of the Cat in Vietnam. How the cat replaced the rabbit in Vietnam is still the subject of debate. Both countries follow a calendar based on 12 signs of a zodiac, represented by 12 animals. No one knows exactly how the 12 animals came to be named. But ancient storytellers said the Jade Emperor, or the Buddha, organized a race across a river for all the animals in the world. The first 12 to reach the other side would appear in the zodiac. In the Chinese version of the story, the cat and the rat were riding across a river on an ox when the rat pushed the cat into the water. The rat won the race, turning the two animals into enemies. That is why cats have been hunting rats ever since. In the Chinese story, the rabbit crossed the river by jumping on the tops of stones in the river. When the rabbit got there, no others were around, so it went off to the side and slept. By the time the rabbit woke up, three others had already arrived. However, in the Vietnamese version, which did not have a rabbit, the cat could swim and ended up arriving fourth. The top 12 finishers, which appear in the zodiac, were rat, ox, tiger, cat, or rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. Philippe Papin is an expert on Vietnamese history at the École Pratique des Hautes Études in Paris. He told the Northwest Asian Weekly in 2011 that one possible explanation for replacing rabbit with cat might have to do with language. He said, in Old Chinese, there is a little-used word tied to the sign of the rabbit that is pronounced like mao. The pronunciation is similar to mao, the Vietnamese word for cat. The Chinese New Year website says males who are born in the year of the rabbit are polite and do whatever they can to avoid conflicts. They like organizing and often help their wives with work around the house. Females born in the year of the rabbit, the website says, love being social. They are also thoughtful and polite, and they hate violence and arguments. The year of the cat last came around in 2011. The website Vietnam Plus reported at the time that the number of newborn babies increased in the first days of the Lunar New Year, called Tet in Vietnam. At a hospital in Ho Chi Minh City, 72,000 pregnant women visited the hospital in January, an increase of 19,000 over the year before. Doctors said that the year of the cat is considered a lucky year. I'm Jill Robbins.
Thank you. Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we will answer a question about the difference between release and relief. Hello, VOA Learning English. I am Rena. I am glad you saw my email. I want to ask the difference between release and relief. Thank you so much, Rena. Dear Rena, these words are often mistaken because they sound similar. Both words come from Latin and Old French before making their way into the English language. They have completely different meanings and parts of speech. Let's begin by looking at release. The word release can be either a verb or a noun. As a verb, it can take a direct object. Release has several meanings. The first meaning is to free or let go, especially if limited in some way. The teacher released the class 15 minutes early. The kidnappers released their hostages when the negotiations ended. Release as a verb can also mean to express, especially feelings or ability. Sarah released many emotions during therapy. The acting class will help release my inner artist. Lastly, release can mean to make available or to publicize. VOA Learning English has released its new video series, Let's Learn English with Anna Online. The White House Press Office released the President's plan to reach net zero emissions by 2050. As a noun, a release is the action or process of being released. The activists postponed the fish release when the river level dropped. Now let's move on to relief. Relief as a noun is the easing of pain, difficulty, or lack. The only relief for her headache was to lie still in a dark room. It's such a relief to know you're back home safely. The government opened roads so relief, including medicine, could get through to the disaster site. And lastly, relief means a person who takes on the responsibility of others to provide support. As a relief employee, Pat works at all the local hospitals, filling in when a nurse takes leave. One important note about the word relief. Relief as a verb is relieve, which can sometimes be confused as release. The meanings of relieve are connected to those of relief, but just in the verb or action form. For example, to relieve means to cause something to be less, such as pain or stress. A visit to the steam room relieved her back pain. Relieve can also mean to free someone of a job, duties, a burden, or responsibility, like the relief nurse. A relief nurse takes over or relieves another nurse of their work. This meaning of relieve is most closely related to release, as to make available. He carried my bags for me, which relieved me. Please let us know if these explanations and examples have helped you, Rena. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.
You just heard Faith Perlow present this week's Ask a Teacher. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Dan. It's great to be back.
This week you talked about some commonly confused words. Release, relief, and relieve. Are they often confused because of their meanings?
Yeah, especially the two verbs, release and relieve. People also confuse them because they sound so similar, with just a one-sound difference. They aren't homophones, necessarily. Words that sound the exact same, but have different meanings. But they are close enough to be confusing.
Do you know of any other similar-sounding words?
I do. There's relate and relent.
Relate is a verb meaning to make or show a connection. It also means to show empathy or identify with.
Exactly. Like, I relate to older people more because I grew up with older sisters.
Relent means to back off or to lessen, especially in a negative situation.
We often use relent with the suffix less, meaning not letting up or lessening, especially with weather, as in, this rain is relentless. It's been raining all week.
Good examples. Thanks again for being on the show this week, Faith. And hopefully the rain relents soon.
I hope so too, Dan. Talk to you soon.
And now, the second program in our series, A Princess of Mars.
The creature with the spear was huge. There were many other similar creatures. They had ridden behind me on the backs of large animals. Each of them carried a collection of strange-looking weapons. The one with the large spear got down from the back of his animal and began walking toward me. He was almost 5 meters tall and a dark green color. Huge teeth stuck out of his face, and his expression showed much hate and violence. I immediately knew I was facing a terrible warrior. He began moving quickly toward me with the spear. I was completely unarmed. I could not fight. My only chance was to escape. I used all my strength to jump away from him. I was able to jump almost 30 meters. The green Martian stopped and watched my effort. I would learn later that the look on his face showed complete surprise. The creatures gathered and talked among themselves. While they talked, I thought about running away. However, I noticed several of them carried devices that looked very much like rifles. I could not run. Soon, all but one of the creatures moved away. The one who had threatened me stayed. He slowly took off a metal band from his arm and held it out to me. He spoke in a strange language.
Nictu maktuta sakota.
Slowly he laid down his weapons. I thought this would have been a sign of peace anywhere on Earth. Why not Mars, too? I walked toward him, and in a normal voice, announced my name, and said I had come in peace. I knew he did not understand, but like me, he took it to mean that I meant no harm. Slowly, we came together. He gave me the large metal band that had been around his arm. He turned and made signs with his hands that I should follow him. Soon, we arrived at the large animal he had been riding. He again made a sign with his hands that I should ride on the same animal behind him. The group turned and began riding across the land. We moved quickly toward mountains in the distance. The large animals we rode moved quickly across the land. I could tell from the surrounding mountains that we were on the bottom of a long, dead sea. In time we came to a huge city. At first I thought the city was empty. The buildings were all empty and in poor repair. But soon I saw hundreds of the green warriors. I also saw green women and children. I soon learned about many cities like this. The cities were built hundreds of years ago by a people that no longer existed. The green Martians used the cities. They moved from one empty city to another, never stopping for more than a day or two. We got down from our animals and walked into a large building. We entered a room that was filled with fierce green warriors. It was not difficult to tell that these were the leaders of the green Martians. One of them took hold of my arm. He shook me and lifted me off the ground. He laughed when he did so. I was to learn that green Martians only laugh at the pain or suffering of others. This huge warrior threw me to the ground and then took hold of my arm again to pick me up. I did the only thing I could do. I hit him with my closed fist as hard as I could. The green warrior fell to the floor and did not move. The others in the room grew silent. I had knocked down one of their warriors with only my hand. I moved away from him and prepared to defend myself as best I could, but they did not move. The green Martian that had captured me walked toward me. He said in a clear voice,
"Tars Tarkas! Tars Tarkas!"
As he spoke, he pointed to his own chest. He was telling me his name. I pointed to my chest and said, "My name, John Carter." He turned and said the word, "Sola." Immediately, a green Martian woman came close. He spoke to her. She led me to another building and into a large room. The room was filled with equipment carried by the green Martians. She prepared something for me to eat. I was very hungry. I pointed to her and said the word Sola. She pointed at me and said my name. It was a beginning. Sola was my guard. She also became my teacher. In time, she would become a close and valued friend. As I ate my meal, my lessons in the language of the green Martians continued. 2 days later, Tars Tarkas came to my room. He carried the weapons and the metal armbands the green warriors wear. He put them on the ground near my feet. Sola told him I now understood some of their language. He turned to me and spoke slowly.
"The warrior you hit is dead. His weapons and the metal of his rank are yours, John Carter. He was a leader of one small group among our people. Because you have killed him, you now are a leader. You are still a captive and not free to leave. However, you will be treated with the respect you have earned. You are now a warrior among our people.
Tars Tarkas turned and spoke softly. From beyond the door, a strange creature entered the room. It was bigger than a large dog and very ugly. It had rows of long teeth and 10 very short legs. Tars Tarkas spoke to the creature and pointed at me. He left. The creature looked at me, watching closely. Then Sola spoke about the creature.
His name is Wula. The men of our tribe use them in hunting and war. He has been told to guard and protect you. He has also been told to prevent your escape. There is no faster creature in our world, and in a fight, they can kill very quickly. Do not try to escape, John Carter. Wula will tear you to small pieces.
I continued to watch the creature named Wula. I had already seen how the green Martians treated other animals. They were very cruel. I thought, perhaps this beast can be taught to be my friend, much like a dog on Earth. I walked close to the creature and began speaking in much the same way I would speak to a dog or other animal on Earth. I sat down next to him while I talked softly. At first he seemed confused. I believe the creature Wula had never heard a kind word. In the next several days, I gained the trust and friendship of Wula. In a few short days, Wula was my friend and fierce protector. He would remain my loyal friend as long as I was on Mars. Several days later, Sola came to me with a look of great concern.
John Carter, come with me. A great battle is about to take place. An enemy is coming near this city. We must prepare to fight, and we must be ready to flee.
Sola, what enemy is this?
A race of red men who travel our world in flying machines. A great number of their machines have come over the far mountain. Take your weapons with you, and hurry.
I collected my sword and a spear. I hurried out of the building and joined a group of warriors moving toward the end of the city. Far in the distance, I could see the airships. They were firing large guns at the green warriors. I heard huge explosions. The green warriors were firing back with their deadly rifles. The air was filled with the sound of violent battle. Suddenly, a huge airship exploded. It came down crashing near me. Red Martians were falling from the side of the huge ship. And then it exploded again.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow to keep learning English through stories from around the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.